This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of it, the news, the headlines first. Climate advocates emphasize on expanding inter-country collaboration to address climate crisis. Speaker Devraj Khimire holds discussion regarding implementation of Parliamentary Special Committee report on Federal Civil Service Bill. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's attention drawn for direct flights between Nepalganj and New Delhi. Prime Minister assures to hold discussion with Indian authorities for direct flights. 4 people killed and 22 injured in a road accident that occurred today in Pokharaha of Sunsari. And 5 Al Jazeera journalists killed in Israeli strike in Gaza. Israel Defense Forces claims targeted journalist was linked to Hamas. Now the news in detail. Climate advocates and experts have emphasized on expanding inter-country collaboration to mitigate risks and potential loss and damage increasing in the glacial watershed areas. At an interaction organized in Kathmandu today by the Nepal Forum of Environment Journalists, experts stressed that the cross-border early warning system was inevitable to lessen risk and damage brought out by climate crisis. On the occasion, Chang Chang Kung, head of the Climate and Environment Risks Unit at the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, ICIMOD, highlighted the need of research and study to prepare the base for addressing climatic incidents. Climate expert Dr. Dharma Upreti said Nepal alone cannot avert the problems with the rise in the incidence of multiple disasters, so inter-country collaboration is a must. Glacial flood researcher Sri Kamal Dwivedi stressed Nepal should enhance its capacity to reduce the incidence of climate risks. Chairman of the CPN UML and Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said any institution and foundation running under the party must serve party interest and movement. During a program organized for administering the oath of office to newly elected chairman of the Mother Nashrith Memorial Foundation, Pradeep Gyawali, today, Chairman Oli, also the patron of the foundation, said the foundation and organization established after iconic leaders must not be a cash cow. The chairman said the foundation and its leadership, however, lost the dedication to the party movement. He urged the new leadership to work on the fronts of social study, human awareness and discipline. UML Deputy General Secretary Gyawali was elected the chairman of the foundation from its 31st General Convention on the 8th of August after the demise of then chairman Pradeep Nepal on the 6th of May. People's representative and industrialists of Baki and Bardia have met Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today to draw his attention for direct flights between Nepalganj and New Delhi of India. In a meeting held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwata today, the representatives put forth the demand for commercial growth of 32 districts of Western Nepal as the necessary infrastructure has been developed at Nepalganj Airport for the same. After receiving a memo, Prime Minister Oli said that discussions would be held with the Indian authorities regarding the direct flights. Also today, the team called on Foreign Minister Dr. Arzurana Deva to seek her initiatives for starting air service between the Indian capital and Western Nepal. 4 people were killed and 22 others injured on Monday morning when a microbus and a passenger bus collided at Phulchok in Jalua Toll, located in Pokharaha Narsingha Rural Municipality 3 of Sunsari District. The accident occurred at around 8 a.m. when a microbus operating on the Biratnagar-Rajbiraj route and a passenger bus operating on the Kakarbhitta-Diktel route collided with each other. All all the deceased were passengers in the microbus. According to the district police office, Sunsari, the deceased have been identified as 35-year-old Shankar Mandal from Madhave Rural Municipality 6 in Saptari, 70-year-old Lakshman Sada from Koshi Rural Municipality 6 in Sunsari, Ashok Yadav from Biratnagar, and an unidentified woman. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Khemade held discussions regarding the implementation of the report on civil service bill prepared by the Parliamentary Investigation Special Committee. According to the Speaker's press advisor, Shekhar Adhikari, Speaker Khemade separately discussed with Chief Whip of Ruling CPNUML Mahesh Kumar Bartola, Chief Whip of Coalition Partner Nepali Congress Shyam Kumar Khemade and Federal Parliament's General Secretary Padma Prasad Pandey. During the meeting, the Speaker said Joint Secretary Kancha Dulal was entrusted with the responsibility of Secretary of the Committee to make the committee more effective. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has said that the bill to amend the Citizenship Act 2006 aims to recognize the mother as the primary patron of a child, granting her the right to solely declare and assume responsibility for the child. Responding to concerns raised during the theoretical discussions on the Nepal Citizenship Bill 2081 Bikram Sambat at the Legislation Management Committee under the National Assembly today, the minister said the objective of the bill is to ensure the mother's full rights to pass on citizenship to her child, provided she declares that the child's father cannot be presented. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
14-15 बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो सारै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाइ
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *14-15 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त
14-15
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाइ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung said the participation of youths in Nepal's development is significant and they should be further encouraged to contribute towards that end. Speaking at an event organized by the Association of Youth Organizations Nepal today on the eve of International Youth Day, the Communication Minister said that the capacity to bring transformation in society lies within youth leadership. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. 5 Al Jazeera journalists, including well-known correspondent Anas Al-Sharif, were killed in an Israeli airstrike near Al-Shifa Hospital in Gaza City, the network has confirmed. According to Al Jazeera, Al-Sharif was killed along with fellow correspondent Mohammed Kirike and cameraman Ibrahim Zahir, Muhammad Nawful and Moemen Aliwa while they were in a media tent at the hospital's main entrance. The network condemned the strike as a targeted assassination and a blatant and premeditated attack on press freedom. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said it had specifically targeted Al-Sharif, accusing him of leading a Hamas terrorist cell and advancing rocket attacks on Israeli civilians and military forces. The Committee to Protect Journalists, CPJ, expressed outrage over the incident, stating that Israel has not provided evidence to support its claims against Al-Sharif. Meanwhile, the UN has condemned the killings as a grave breach of international humanitarian law. Meanwhile, Australia has said it will formally recognize a Palestinian state at the UN General Assembly in September, following similar moves by the UK, France and Canada. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese on Monday announced that the decision comes after receiving commitments from the Palestinian Authority to demilitarize, hold general elections, and continue recognizing Israel's right to exist. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mostly cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rainfall is likely to occur at many places in the Madhya Pradesh province, along with the hilly and Tarai regions of Koshi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, and at some places in the hilly and Tarai regions of the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly areas of Koshi and Gandaki provinces, along with hilly and Tarai region of Sudur Paschim province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Climate advocates emphasize on expanding inter-country collaboration to address climate crisis. Speaker Devraj Khimire holds discussions regarding implementation of Parliamentary Special Committee report on Federal Civil Service Bill. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli's attention drawn for direct flights between Nepalgunj and New Delhi. Prime Minister shows to hold discussions with Indian authorities for direct flights. 4 people killed and 22 injured in a road accident that occurred today in Bokaraha of Sunsari, and 5 Al Jazeera journalists killed in Israeli strike in Gaza. Israel Defense Forces claims targeted journalist was linked to Hamas. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.